rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
We start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FN?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring or fall.
DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people! That's all!
That's the radio?
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio!
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news!
News. I'm Chris Foster. The Homeland Security Department declares the 2020 election the most secure in American history. The statement comes from a council of security experts and elections officials. But White House spokeswoman Kayleigh McEnany tells Fox's Sean Hannity.
Ballots without signatures, dates and addresses, which are required by law, were counted in some Democrat counties, but not in some Republican counties.
The Catholic Diocese of Brooklyn, New York, is taking coronavirus restrictions to the Supreme Court.
It's calling on the court to block Governor Andrew Cuomo's order that limits gatherings to no more than 25 people, but in areas with higher rates of infection, to 10 people. The filing says, in part, while this executive order effectively closes churches and other houses of worship, all businesses deemed essential by the governor are permitted to remain open without any capacity limitations whatsoever.
Fox's Lauren Green. America's listening to Fox News.
Everything that guy just says, bull. Thank you.
It's William Tell Wake Up at 6:06.
Wake your butt up!
Not super, more like kind of stitious.
Because today is Friday the 13th.
It's just a day on the calendar.
But the year on the calendar says 2020.
No!
The last Friday the 13th came in March when a national state of emergency was declared.
God help us all.
And this Friday the 13th brings record cases.
Make it stop.
And no clear winner of the election.
I can't take it anymore.
Are you still kinda stitious?
I'm not sure.
Because we're running out of toilet paper again.
No!
Friday the 13th, 2020. Whatever luck you had left this year has run out.
Welcome back.
Are you superstitious?
Are you not superstitious at all?
I know. I'm
the unluckiest man in the world.
You know why? Because it's Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th?
It's not because it's Friday the 13th.
Folks are superstitious.
Stop being paranoid.
Superstitious nonsense.
I don't know. 13 is a very unlucky number.
Look, we're not talking about 13.
What are we talking about then?
We are talking about
showtime.
There. The whole Friday the 13th. It's a bunch of... Well, on second thought.
Oh, no. Is that... Oh, look at that mirror. You just ruined that mirror.
And that salt shaker.
I don't know if it was the way I held it or if it was the way I looked in it.
You sure is ugly.
Yeah, I suppose that's enough to break a mirror. 9 minutes after 6 on this Friday the 13th. First things first.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of the Herb Shop Wellness Center, Peppertree Shopping Center, Montgomery's number one nutritional and herb supplemental products. Check them out on the web at theherbshopal.com.
No fog problems here, but if you go west of here or north of here, you get into some dense fog issues. For instance, a quarter of a mile visibility at Selma right now. Locally, we're cloudy at the moment, but abundant sunshine today. Comfortable day with low humidity. High today, 75. Chilly tonight with clear skies and a low in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, perfect. Blue skies, sunshine, 76. We'll be in the mid-50s on Saturday night. Upper 70s on Sunday, maybe teasing 80. Should be dry. Another cool front arrives by late Sunday afternoon or Sunday evening. And that sets the stage for cooler days next week. 60s during the day. Jacket weather nights, lows in the 40s, maybe even scraping the upper 30s, perhaps. Mm-hmm. Right now, this morning, cloudy and 58. We're about 10 degrees cooler than yesterday morning here at 610.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with historic low rates. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Oh, hi. This is Rich here for Plumbing by Luke Wire. I was thinking about how awful it would have been this morning if I walked into, let's say, the bathroom, and the first thing I heard and felt was
squish.
Squish. Yeah. Splash. You're not taking a bath. No. And plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem, and that's why Plumbing by Luke Wire is ready to go right now. If you called them right now at 264-9666, they were going to answer the phone. And they'll schedule a plumber to come by your location. They'll give you a ballpark location of when it's most likely time that the plumber can make it. Then when the guy's on the way, he will pick up the phone and tell you he's on the way. And by the way, they never charge overtime regardless of when you call. So now it's a no-brainer at my house, and it used to be an issue. Who am I going to call? Plumbing by Luke Wire. Get the whole house plumbing inspection. So if you're going to be going away for the holidays, it's nice to know that there's not some big plumbing problem lurking. For instance, now in my house, the water heater is in the attic. Well, can you imagine coming home to a flooded house? Not good. Plumbing by Luke Wire. You can find them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab, Alabama certification number 84417.
In sports this weekend,
the Masters is back on CBS. No spectators, no distractions, no recently divorced cougars in the clubhouse, tempting a golf pro to cheat on his wife. Just the focus on the game of golf and the Masters on CBS.
Tiger's doing great so far.
Yes, he's had a good opening.
Yeah. I watched a lot of golf yesterday, and I'm thinking, is this November?
Wow. The Masters in November just does not compute. Coming up in just a little bit, our Wing Finger Daily Double Doctor of the Day. I've condensed it a little bit.
Yeah.
It sounds good, though.
The official.
Very official title.
We are celebrating the brand new introduction at Wing Fingers, which is the Dr. B Burger. An actor of Donner Bronner. I'm just going to be up front here. For whatever reason, maybe it's because I'm exercising so vigorously.
Got really? Some extra stamina. Yeah.
No, I mean, I do that uphill bike ride every afternoon.
How's that going?
Well.
Good.
I mean, I'm feeling better.
Mm-hmm.
Narrow. I'm going back to Cryoskin and Infusion on Monday.
Yeah, I've got mine next week as well.
Assuming that.
I got to call him. Set me up another laser treatment.
You just let me know when you want to go, young lady.
I will let you know because.
And I'll have you in there.
I got an IV yesterday.
You did?
Yeah.
I want to try one of those. Hmm? I need to see what kind of concoction I need.
Actually, got it Wednesday. Wednesday, I had it.
Which one did you do?
I did the Myers cocktail, add zinc.
Good idea. They can tweak those, by the way, to help build your immune system if you're worried about the second coming of the coronavirus. That's how you fend it off, with a strong immune system. And the crow skin is just a great way to reshape with a non-invasive procedure that costs a whole lot less than liposuction and some of the other things. I have to post on Facebook. We're still chuckling over that.
You look at you multitask right there.
Well, you know, you heard, and I can't stand the guy that does the early morning news with us, Chris Foster.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Chris Foster.
I think he's related to Dr. Fauci, because he's got that nasally thing. Fauci's got the...
I'm Dr. Anthony Fauci.
There you go.
I think we should shut everything down until Joe's in there.
He needs to do some great role play.
But for them to call this election the most secure in history...
Oh.
What a bunch of crap.
It may have been here in Alabama or Florida and any other number of other states, but it sure as hell wasn't in Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, and a variety of other places. Georgia.
Yeah. Let's talk about Georgia on the recount. I love how they had first dismissed the lawsuits, and now, we're going to re-hand count.
And I feel like an idiot because on Wednesday morning last week, when their results were not in, when they weren't ready to call the race, I said, well, you know, they had a big water pipe break. And there was no water pipe break. There's been no work order. There's no evidence. They made it up so they could drive ballots into their county center.
So they could shut down their voting machines and recalibrate.
It's a bunch of BS is what it is. But we'll be following that all day and spend more time on it later, obviously. Hey, I might be driving one of these real soon.
You're kidding me.
They're fun, by the way.
Wow, that looks like the deluxe 18-wheeler of lawn riding mowers.
Actually, the one, they have them in all sizes, but they've got a 42-inch. It would be just perfect for me. And even me, with my mechanical limitations, could operate it. Yeah, because I checked it out.
Oh. Hey, we used to fight for, you know, we went from push mower to riding lawnmower. Push mower, it was tough to find a kid, which son is going to do it, is going to cut the lawn. Then we started fighting over it when we got the riding lawnmower.
Yeah.
You know?
I think this is it.
My favorite is actually to go get on our John Deere and go bush hog the pasture. I like getting on the big bush hog and having fun out there.
I've heard the term bush hog, but what exactly does a bush hog do?
So it basically is an oversized lawnmower, but it's for like a bigger pasture. So you don't get quite as close of a cut like you would with a lawn tractor.
Mm-hmm.
But it allows you to cover a wide span of area pretty fast. And literally bush hog
You talk about John Deere, I'm trying to think of a major competitor. I can't think of a big name. John Deere is like the John Deere of John Deere.
It is. And at our rodeo, we were very happy because John Deere of Andalusia actually sponsored our tractor. So I got to play on a brand new hydrostatic big tractor with a bucket and full tiller PTO shaft. I was having fun.
Is there a brand X? Joe's
shaft. She's a PTO shaft. My preference is the AFB shaft. That's the one that... works best for me. 617. What's the temperature outside again?
58.
Feels great.
I don't know. Does it?
It is. It's a bit nipply out. I mean nippy out.
Thank you, Clark.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A man has life-threatening injuries after a shooting in Montgomery Thursday morning. Police say it happened in the 3700 block of Norman Bridge Road. We're still waiting to hear from police about any arrests in the case. Selma police say a 3-year-old was hit by a car and killed Wednesday afternoon. Chief Kenta Fulford says this happened in the 1300 block of Philpott Avenue. The driver told police the child ran out into the street. The crash remains under investigation. And Governor Kay Ivey has announced that Golden Boy Foods plans to invest more than $13 million in an expansion at its production facility in Troy, creating 67 full-time jobs. The company expects to start expanding its operations into a new facility by late spring 2021. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here. The holidays are on top of us. Now, you've always done this. You've taken orders and you've shipped them out. But there's going to be more shipping this year because of the coronavirus than ever before. You can handle that.
You're exactly right, Bubba. You know, we make Christmas giving, Thanksgiving, any kind of giving the easiest in the world because you call us or send us a list. We take care of the rest. We will ship anywhere in the continental United States. We can ship pecans, candies, anything you want. We can do it from Tucker Pecan Company. And you know what else we do? We do fundraisers. Schools, churches, civic organizations need to raise money. This is the best way to do it. You always need pecans at Christmas and Thanksgiving. You can't ask for a better thing to buy.
Your candies are always fresh. You do your shipping for Christmas. You take care of everybody, so there's only one place to go. Tucker Pecan, tell them where you're located.
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Make your holiday shopping easier. Just go to Tucker Pecan in downtown Montgomery.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Well, it's kind of electrifying when you're covering a storm. I'm going to assume that Rich has probably heard or seen this clip. News crew live in the area. This is as Ada was going through the North Carolina area when a bridge collapsed a few feet from where the news crew was standing.
Ooh. Wow.
Not too long ago, washed up here. This is incredibly scary. Okay, we're backing up. We're backing up. Just right here, live on TV, we saw the road collapse, that same road that we were just standing on seconds ago. So thank God that we are backing up. We are slowly going off of the bridge. We are slowly backing back as first responders continue to come towards this area to get it together.
I have to assume she was wearing a mask because, you know, tropical storm force winds will spread the coronavirus. A lot faster. That sounded dumb.
Do you remember earlier in the week we were thinking we were going to have a tropical storm on Friday the 13th?
Yeah.
Then Ada changed its mind. Yeah.
Thank goodness. And you know, when all this stuff started, when everything went kind of crazy and haywire, you know, it was a Friday the 13th, and then all poodiddle broke loose with the coronavirus, all of this craziness. So maybe this is a redo. Maybe this is the reversing effect.
Only word I heard was poodiddle.
Poodiddle. Oh, I've got a better one. Fiddle fart.
All right. Poodiddle.
Poodiddle, yeah. If you know, you really don't want to say a cuss word, but you need to get something out just so you can say, express your frustration. Poodiddle, fiddle fart fiddles, all that's great.
I have, and I'm really good at pronouncing the part of the word that makes it legal to say in the air.
Gotcha.
Like, you know, that kind of thing.
That's good, yeah.
Or holy.
Yeah. See, I don't have that button. Yeah. I'm not on the control board.
Not for everybody.
I know. Probably a good thing, because I'd be beep, beep. No, I'm kidding. I'm really not that way.
We are awaiting our connection with our friends at CBS 8. And while we're waiting, let me talk about Kaiser Fine Furniture. Thanksgiving, less than 2 weeks away now. And if your furniture's taking a beating this year, and a lot of it has. We had that number the other day, 668 extra hours on the couch this year because of lockdowns and everything else. So if you're ready for something new, you want to get something great, you want a great selection, you want to save up to 50% on it, Kaiser Fine Furniture is the place to go, featuring the Mount Rushmore of female saleswomen who know that inventory and can design consult you as well. And that would be Cheryl Pitts, Dale Thornell, and our goddess Stella. Stella only has one name. She's kind of like the Madonna of furniture showroom people. Kaiser, by the way, can get you a 0% loan for qualified customers with a Synchrony bank account. And so you can go big without bearing the burden of guilt that comes with paying high interest. 65,000 square feet guarantees you a ton of choices. So stop by and see them at 4044 Wetumpka Highway. By the way, they're just beyond the taxicals of Montgomery. 10% is the Montgomery tax. It's 8.25% there. So you even save that way. Shop wiser. Buy Kaiser. Fine furniture. TV time.
A new poll found that 29% of adults believe they've been injured because they didn't follow superstition that they should have, and 36% say they have a lucky number. There's a lot to talk about with this. Gonna talk, check in with our friends over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, everybody.
I kid you not, a black cat ran in front of me on the way to the car this morning. Honest to God.
Oh, boy.
That's how my Friday the 13th started. Oh. I'm just saying.
Uh-oh. Nope, I changed direction. I was telling Andrew that. If I see a black cat cross my path, I will find where it didn't cross my path and walk that way.
Oh. Well, I did what I do every morning. First thing, I went to the bathroom mirror, and I looked in, and I said,
now.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest talk show of them all?
Uh-oh.
That was the end of that.
Oh, no. 7 years of bad luck. But most of these on this list, I'm going, yeah, yeah, like bless you. I say bless you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that considered?
Knock on wood?
I knock on wood, literally.
Yeah?
Knock on wood, whatever
rhymes with it. What's the other one? Cross, get under a ladder, walk under a ladder. Who walks under a ladder?
I don't.
That's crazy.
Well, I don't have a very tall ladder. It would be, if I tried to walk under my ladder, I'd be wearing it, you know?
How about opening umbrellas indoors?
Oh, yeah, no.
I really subscribe to that one.
Okay.
Problem is, if there's a storm outside, and then you wait outside to open it, the wind
takes it
and turns it into a giant cup instead of a cover.
Now, I don't fool with pennies anymore. I've graduated to dimes and quarters.
I will pick up. No, I really, I remember one time, a job I really wanted, I got it, but for the couple of weeks leading up to the decision whether I was going to get it or not.
You're doing lucky stuff like that?
Everything. Yeah. I picked up pennies only face up.
Right.
You know,
I still do that one.
Random coins. I mean, I've got a dime.
No, I do that, but I said if I find one on tails, I'll kick it until it lands on heads, and then I'll pick it up.
There you go. That's a good idea.
I have a dime on my garage floor, but it's tails, so I haven't reached down to pick it up yet.
When we were growing up, we did the wishbone thing with the turkey.
Yes,
turkey.
On Thanksgiving.
How does that work? Yeah. The person that
gets
the bigger
size, then you're more lucky.
You're the one that gets the good luck. I see how it works.
Maybe this was just like a thing growing up as a kid, but what about stepping on a crack on the sidewalk?
Oh,
you can't do that.
Yeah.
Is that
break your mother's back. Right?
Step on your crack, break your mama's back.
Yeah, my mother never had any back issues her entire life because we followed that rule very diligently.
Greg Maddux used to jump over the, he would never walk on the.
Athletes are incredibly superstitious. Wade Boggs, who was a Hall of Fame baseball player, would only eat chicken on day games, would never step on the white line coming on or off
that
the field.
That's Maddux, too,
I feel like I'm pretty superstitious about sports, but none of my superstitions are working this year. Like, Bojangles is a really big thing back in North Carolina, so I always go and get it before I watch Panthers games. But I think we're 3-5 now, so I don't think
it's been working. I need to find something else to eat.
I've told you I never wear my game apparel during the game because we lose. Every time.
We all. I think we all believe at some level that something we do at home watching a sporting event will affect the outcome of the game.
Oh, yeah. You're not sitting in the
100%.
Right place.
100%.
Yeah, right. You know, I think that's true.
Oh, and like 100%. A rally cap during a baseball game?
Yeah.
I pulled out the rally cap too many times this past season.
And by the way,
my wife looked at me really confused, and I was like, no, this works. Just wait.
Yep.
Andrew, somewhere in my memorabilia pile, I used to work in Miami. I don't know if I've ever mentioned that.
Oh, really?
And years ago, Bojangles handed out like 200,000 coffee mugs with my face on the side.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that be nice to...
With your face on it?
Yes. I was their spokesperson.
You can tell Ryan and them are just so in awe right now of this.
Yeah. I only have one.
It's a collector's item now.
I prefer to give it to the guys.
Yeah, we need to have show and tell. I'm sure most of them have been shattered by now.
That's probably worth something at this point, Greg.
We also did a big thing when...
I would actually love one. If you had any extra, I would actually... I love a good coffee mug and seeing your face every morning, which is giving me reason to live.
There's Christmas,
There's
Greg.
Christmas right there.
Right there,
The one thing that they did do for us, we also did a promotion with Borden's Milk. So our faces were on the side panels of pints, quarts, and half gallons. I'll never forget my...
Like missing children?
That's exactly it. They went missing.
Criminals.
Have you seen this?
You have made it, Greg, and we have made it to two wraps as well. You guys. Have a great weekend.
Step on the wrap and break your mother's back.
All right. Knock on wood.
Monday
see you.
Morning.
All right. Bye.
To hear more from our friends, be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1, Monday through Friday, starting at 6.
How did we make it to two wraps?
I didn't hear it.
I didn't hear it either.
You know, in the control booth, they can hit all, or they can hit just them.
That's funny. Two wraps. That's hilarious. And we're over here just...
No wraps here, but I did have one at Baumhauer's the other night. I finally tried the roasted turkey. That was really, really
good.
That
sounds delicious.
I bet it was.
And healthy, too.
Yes.
All right, quick break here at 6:30.
We should say that Jay's doing apparently very well. He had a successful procedure yesterday.
Had a little rough spell afterwards, but he's at home resting today. And
it's the procedure, though. Why do they have to go in through
there?
To look at your heart.
The way he described it, too.
I love, yes, he was very
diplomatic.
Diplomatic on the text message, very aware.
Yeah, well, I still cross my legs anyway. But, yeah, he is doing well.
You and I just don't care. It's like, okay,
He's going to try and be back on Monday, but I want him to take the time he needs.
Sure.
So... when he's ready. I don't want him to push it. That's just not a great idea right now.
Boy, 2020, it's just been awful.
It's
just been awful.
It is 6:31. Let's get our first look at the roads. When we come back, we'll have the timeline for this Friday the 13th of November.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a dense fog advisory in effect this morning until 8 a.m. Looking at the cams, we're seeing a little fog in some spots. Other spots are clear. You'll run up on it pretty quick, so be advised it's out there this morning and be cautious as you're driving in. We are very busy on the interstates this morning already. I-65 and 85 are jumping. A little bit of congestion at the interchange already this morning, and we've got a lot of traffic already out on the boulevard. Buckle up, drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. Everything for the holidays is at Premier Place. Shop at Big Lots, Burke's Outlet, Michael's, GameStop, Lindmark, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your latest market report for 2020. We continue to have historic low interest rates in the River Region for mortgages. We have also sold over 800 more houses in our area so far than in all of 2019. Houses are selling faster, with over 26% of homes selling in the first 30 days. Houses are selling at approximately 97.4% of the listed price. If you're thinking of selling your home, right now is a great time. Houses do need to be priced right, and that's where professional realtors come in. Zillow can't see your home, and they certainly can't price your home. The Goodson Group agents are the best trained agents in our area and will do a great job representing buyer clients or seller clients. If you want results, go to the real estate source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225 or call my cell phone at 221-2883.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Hey, it's Chase from Second Chance Auto Sales, and I wanted to recommend Blue Water Broadcasting for all your advertising needs. During this coronavirus pandemic, we have continued to utilize Blue Water Broadcasting, and it has helped our traffic stay continuous at our location here in Montgomery, Alabama, off Whitley Road. We want to thank the city and surrounding areas for all your support and recommend that you use Blue Water Broadcasting for all your advertising needs.
Millennials, Gen X, Baby Boomers, Gen Z, no matter what you call your customers, over 90% of them listen to radio every week. Reach them where they are. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Bonatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
The holidays will soon be here. And while most of us will be busy planning the next big meal, thousands of families in the River region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting and Riverside Chevrolet are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of non-perishable food items. Bring your donations to Riverside Chevrolet. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside. It's our annual holiday food drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Riverside Chevrolet.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I've got a case of paraskevitikatriophobia. If you look that word up inside of the Wikipedia, it's the fear of Fridays on the 13th on the calendar. Maybe you've got paraskevitikatriophobia. Stepped upon a crack one time, my mother broke her back. I'd 7 years of bad luck after my mirror cracked. I walked under a ladder when it was 5 at 13. And that's why my backpack is full of 20 rabbit's feet. Oh, I think I've got paraskevitikatriophobia. You should get real nervous if a black cat walks in front of you. When you spill some salt, you better throw it left and back of you. Yes, I've got the paraskevitikatriophobia.
What she just said, for this day, Friday the 13th of November, here is your host, Rich Thomas, with the timeline.
318th day of the year, 48 days remain. National Indian Pudding Day. What would India... I didn't know the Indians were into pudding.
I didn't either.
Have a glob.
Hey, you know what I thought of this morning when I saw the word pudding? My mom used to make rice pudding.
Yeah.
Yes. That is really, really good stuff.
It's delicious. Does any restaurant make it in town that's...
There used to be one on the West South Boulevard. There was a famous restaurant that made that.
I thought Peyton's Place used to make it,
Peyton's
too.
Place does, too. Yeah, does a really good job.
Yeah.
Banana pudding is also really
good.
On this date in 1789, Benjamin Franklin wrote a letter to his friend, and in that letter he said, "In this world, nothing can be certain except death and taxes."
Yeah.
And that got to be quoted quite a bit.
Add one more thing to that.
Oh?
Democratic voter fraud. I had to get it in there, Rich. Sorry.
80 years ago in 1940, Walt Disney's Fantasia premiered in New York. It flopped then, but it was big when it was re-released in 1969. Why do you think it was big when it was re-released in 1969?
Because people were watching it stoned to the gills.
That's something. Oh, that's so cool. We're not even in the theater yet. I know, but it's so cool. 74 years ago in 1946, skiers at Mount Greylock, Massachusetts, were amazed by the invention of artificial snow.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big deal. At ski resorts, when Mother Nature's not cooperating, right? Mm-hmm. Is when it's still cold enough. 1953, the Indiana Textbook Commission charges that Robin Hood is communistic because he steals from the rich and gives to the poor, and they banned it in Indiana. On this date in 1964, no, I beg your pardon, it was 1956, the Supreme Court struck down the laws calling for racial segregation on public buses, that following what happened here in Montgomery. We're coming up on that anniversary. I think it is like the 2nd of December, something like that. Now our song of the day. Song was reminded of me the other day. I was stumbling across Good Morning Vietnam, and I heard this play on the Armed Forces Radio in Vietnam on one of the movies channels. This was a big one on AFR-TV. Armed Forces Radio Vietnam, Fall of 65. Lead singer Eric Burden is 79 now. It's my life, and I'll do what I want, and I'll do it on the timeline on Friday the 13th.
It's a hard world.
On this date in 1968, Hugo Montenegro, number one with The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. You know, when they're making that those grunts, there's lyrics to that. I'll pull them up in a second. They're really saying something. You know what I'm talking about? The soundtrack from the Clint Eastwood spaghetti western film, by the way, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Sure is
on this date in 1970, an immense tidal wave caused by a powerful cyclone, kills 200,000 in East Pakistan, now known as Bangladesh. 1973, Jerry Lee Lewis's Jr., the 19-year-old son of Jerry Lee Lewis, killed in a highway accident in Mississippi. Now, Jerry Lee had lost his other son, Stephen Allen Lewis, in a swimming pool accident at the age of 3. That's terrible. 1974, Karen Silkwood. Does that name ring a bell to you?
Oh, yeah.
Suspicious car accident on her way to deliver evidence to a reporter of numerous safety violations at an Oklahoma nuclear plant. Meryl Streep played her in the movie Silkwood. 1976, Rod Stewart started an 8-week run at number one with Tonight's Tonight. It's his second number one. It's been our song before, and it will be again. In fact, I think a week from Monday. That's how far out I work.
I'm amazed at that you are that...
He's that
I don't know what we're doing in 5 minutes on this show, and you've got Monday, a week from Monday playing.
1992, Elton John performs in Mexico for the first time. 90,000 people attend the concert. On this date in 98, Bill Clinton agrees to pay Paula Jones $850,000 to throw out her sexual harassment lawsuit. God, he fooled around so much.
Mm-hmm.
On this date
apparently so did his wife.
Oh, yeah. Oh, really? I didn't know she was fooling around, too.
Well, all of the stuff with the child sex cases are coming back to the Clintons and the Democratic Party, so.
Yep. Mm-hmm. They sure are. Terry Adams is the guy who's got all the scoop on that. Mm. Saturday nights on Clearing the Air here on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Very nice plug.
4 years ago today, Leon Russell died in his sleep at the age of 84.
He was 84?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, besides the songs that he did, he played on so many hit songs for so many people and got no, you know, not even listed in the credits. Leon Russell was like the L.A. Wrecking Crew. In fact, he was like a member of the L.A. Wrecking Crew. Birthdays today. That little boy in The Neverending Story. You ever seen that movie?
Uh-huh. Love
it. That little boy, Noah Hathaway, is 49 today.
Wow.
Jimmy Kimmel is 53. Whoopi Goldberg is 65 today. Wow, she shares my birthday week, and she has a similar age. Chris Noth is 66. He was big. He was Mr. Big on Sex and the City.
He's a jerk.
Joe Mantegna.
He really is. I used to love him in the early years of Law and Order.
Yeah.
With Lenny Briscoe, for whom we named one of our dogs.
Briscoe!
But he turned out to be a complete jerk.
Joe Mantegna is 73 today. Gary Marshall would have had a birthday. He died in 2016. Birthdays, 13 days now till Thanksgiving. That just seems unbelievable.
I'm so far behind.
42 days till Christmas. Who feels like putting up? Do you feel less like putting up decorations this year or more because of the year?
I actually want to put mine up early this year.
Yeah, that's
I'm wanting to put mine
weekend.
Up early.
Yeah.
139 days till opening day in Major League Baseball. Congratulations to Freddie Freeman, who had some stiff competition in the National League and won the MVP Player Award. That is your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
No fog locally. Comfortable day today. It's cloudy now, but abundant sunshine. Low humidity, high 75. Chilly tonight. Clear skies, upper 40s. Perfect tomorrow. Blue skies, sunshine, 76. We'll be in the mid-50s on Saturday night. Upper 70s on Sunday. Should be dry. Another cool front arrives by Sunday evening. That means next week will be one step cooler. Highs in the 60s. Lows in the 40s. Right now, mostly cloudy, 58, 645.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Do you know the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. for a decade comes in just one color? Kubota Orange, the Kubota L Series at Capital Tractor. It's an orange army of one with you in command. Built right, built ready. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Now, it's time for the Almost Dr. Bob Baumhauer, Wing Fingers Dr. B Burger Daily Double of the Day.
I am so excited.
Get on with it.
Yes.
Here's the name of today's Wing Fingers Daily Double Doctor.
And we're going to steal the name from a Pee Wee Herman bit we play many times. It's Dr. Jenga Jenga. Now, remember, this afternoon, we're going to have fun with this.
Okay.
When we ask you to be caller 7 at 272-9228 to win the Dr. B Daily Double Burger, which is Dr. B Burgers for two at Wing Fingers downtown, you need to give me the answer in the form of a question. Our first winner yesterday, Sam, did that absolutely perfect. So when I say, you're caller 7, you need to say, who is Dr. Jingle Jaga? You could say it like Pee Wee Herman or just say it. But I will play the phone jack from which we stole that in just a few minutes. But that'll make it, a little more fun, don't you think?
No.
You don't, but,
no.
Especially for a Friday.
Happy hour on Friday the 13th?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It's going to be epic.
And remember, answer must be in the form of a question because it's the Daily Double, so we're honoring Alex Trebek with that.
Yes.
Who is Dr. Jenga Jenga? And that'll happen sometime between 3 and 6 this afternoon. You should have our number programmed into your phone so there's no fumbling when we give the cue to call 272-9228. Coming up here at 647, we have today's Cheap and Trashy. There's a few odds and ends of interest in there. And we will precede that by playing the Pee Wee Herman bit so you understand where Dr. Jenga Jenga came from. At 647, traffic.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic with your latest update. Dense fog advisory till 8 o'clock this morning. Be prepared for it. You'll run up on it quickly. Already got an accident on Highway 110 coming out of Union Springs this morning. A lot of folks travel that route to get into Montgomery, and we've got an overturned vehicle right around Fitzpatrick. It's affecting traffic in both lanes going and coming from Union Springs. Use caution there. Around the boulevard, we're light to moderate traffic. Busiest on the east-south boulevard around Norman Bridge and Highway 331. Moderate traffic on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Buckle up, drive carefully this morning. Chico's Auto Pros offers full tire and auto service at their Montgomery location on the Atlanta Highway. Everything for your vehicle at one location. Chico's Auto Pros, 239-9510. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jane.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs. From our dealership to your driveway, shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
I'm Chris Foster. The Homeland Security Department declares the 2020 election the most secure in American history. The statement comes from a council of security experts and elections officials, but White House spokeswoman Kayleigh McEnany tells Fox's Sean Hannity.
Ballots without signatures, dates, and addresses, which are required by law, were counted in some Democrat counties, but not in some Republican counties.
The Catholic Diocese of Brooklyn, New York, is taking coronavirus restrictions to the Supreme Court.
It's calling on the court to block Governor Andrew Cuomo's order that limits gatherings to no more than 25 people, but in areas with higher rates of infection, to 10 people. The filing says, in part, while this executive order effectively closes churches and other houses of worship, all businesses deemed essential by the governor are permitted to remain open without any capacity limitations whatsoever.
Fox's Lauren Green. America's listening to Fox News.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we know you have many choices when it comes to mortgages. Who do you call? You could call a credit union, a bank, or a 1-800 number lender. But we believe you should call Alabama Home Mortgage, and here's why. Alabama Home Mortgage is a locally owned mortgage company. We do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better.
They say you can't have your cake and eat it too. I disagree. You can have the best mortgage with the best rate with the best service. You do not have to sacrifice one for the other. At Alabama Home Mortgage, rate is important, but it's not everything. We strive to make the purchase and refinance process as painless as possible.
There is no one-size-fits-all mortgage. Others may lead you to believe there is, but at Alabama Home Mortgage, we take the time to listen and customize a plan to achieve your goals.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
You know my favorite place for great barbecue? Well, it's in Millbrook. Smokehouse Pit Barbecue. Smokehouse has been a part of the River Region since 1990. Everything is from the original recipes and made from scratch. Hickory smoked pulled pork, smoked chicken, turkey, ribs. I just love their wings. They got smoked and flash fried wings. New homestyle daily meat and three lunch is to die for. It is so good. Smokehouse is now taking orders for Thanksgiving, smoked turkey breast, smoked hams, southern sides for large or small gatherings. Let Smokehouse do the cooking. Call 245-3010, 245-3010. Smokehouse Pit Barbecue in Millbrook, my absolute favorite for hickory smoked barbecue. It'll be yours too. Dine in, pick up, and perfect to feed your family this Thanksgiving.
We're still accepting Thanksgiving orders. Call us at 245-3010.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
This is where we got to the name of our daily double doctor here.
Thank you for calling NextCare. My name is Amy. How can I help you?
Hello!
Hi, how can I help you?
Guess what?
What?
I'm having a party, and you're invited!
You've reached NextCare Urgent Care. Is there something that I can help you with?
When did you discover that you were so beautiful?
I think you have the wrong number, sir.
Dr. Jinka Janka in?
We don't have a physician by that name at our clinic.
Dr. Winslow J. Jinka Janka.
Is there something that I can help you with, sir?
I'm trying to use the phone!
I think you have the wrong number, so I will be disconnecting the call.
Well, my mistake.
Remember, it's who is Dr. Jinka. You don't need the Winslow.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
Later on this afternoon, we got stories on how the teaching from home thing is going. And it's not good. But we have a celebrity version of this. Kelly Clarkson's daughter, River, is only 6 years old, but she's already smart enough to game the system. On her show yesterday, Kelly said that River is figuring out how to avoid having to participate in online classes. She does this thing, I don't know if you guys have seen these kids, but it's quite funny. They just pretend she's frozen in the Zoom so that she doesn't have to answer or participate. Here's a little more on that from Kelly.
My daughter does this thing. I don't know if any of y'all have these kids. She's actually, it's quite funny. She's six, and she'll just pretend like she's frozen so she doesn't have to do what they're asking her to do. And I'm like, I mean, points for the comedy, but reel it in, dude.
Oh, breaking news from the world of entertainment.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
The Super Bowl halftime act this year, The Weeknd.
Well, good thing the Super Bowl is not played on a Wednesday, huh?
Yeah.
Very good, Rich.
See what he did there? Because it's played on a weekend. Yeah. And the act is The Weeknd. That's Rich. He's smarter than I am.
He's smarter than a fifth grader.
Yeah. Jay-Z had some say in the choice given his partnership with the NFL. The Weeknd has introduced a sound all his own. His soulful uniqueness has defined a new generation of greatness in music and artistry.
What a bunch of crap.
You're getting the Weeknd box set for Christmas, by the way. I thought I'd just let you know.
Well, now, I don't know if I can wait till December 25th. I'll have to take some patience pills. Chris O'Donnell told Drew Barrymore he's never seen their movie Mad Love. That would be weird to make a movie, to do all the shots, it gets edited together.
And you don't want to see it?
And you've never seen it. Johnny Depp fans want Amber Heard fired from Aquaman 2 because of her lies. But she doesn't care. There's a petition online. This is what people get excited about, right? The Johnny Depp, Amber Heard, marital distress. How about LeVar Burton as the new host of Jeopardy?
I saw that.
He's been doing Reading Rainbow on PBS. So there's a 50,000 signature petition urging them to give him the gig. That's online. Let's see on TV this weekend. We already know that Dr. Jinka Janka is our daily double doctor of the day, but Jingle Jangle, A Christmas Journey, is on Netflix this weekend, if you're a subscriber. Here's something you can avoid. In fact, I'm going to cancel Hulu today. I Am Greta, a documentary about Greta Thunberg. No thanks.
No.
And what am I paying for that, $11.95 a month? I think we'll pass. It is 6:57 on Newstalk 93.1 FM. We will have a Dunkin' and Sun Predictathon. And today, since just about all the SEC games are canceled, right?
There's three left.
Well, we picked...
So far.
We decided to put the...
Oi!
In Troy, and we're doing Troy, Coastal Carolina. And that'll be for a $100 voucher.
That's a good game, by the way.
At you know what their team name is? The Chanticleers.
The what? The Chandeliers?
Chanticleers.
Oh, I thought Chandelier would be a better name.
Chanticleer. It sounds like something you tuck into your undershorts. Something that would dangle. Anyway, that's the game we're going to do, and we'll post the predictathon when they join us on the phone around 7:45 this morning. Traffic at 3 before the top of the hour.
Well, good morning, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic light to moderate all around the city right now. Our most congested areas in Montgomery, Taylor Road at East Chase, and on the East South Boulevard at the Troy Highway and at Norman Bridge at Highway 331. I-65 and 85 rolling at the speed limit through downtown Montgomery. Don't forget, we've got a dense fog advisory in effect until 8 o'clock this morning. Foggy in some spots, not so much in others. Just be cautious out there, all right? The Toyota-thon is underway at Reinhart Toyota. There's a great selection of Toyotas just waiting for you. The Toyota-thon, now at Reinhart Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Chase.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
It's so easy to lose track of time or even keep up with what day it is sometimes during this viral outbreak.
You're right. By the way, Adams Drugs called and reminded me I needed a refill on one of my medications, and I'm so glad they did. I would have been out of that medication the next day.
Oh, I need to call and check on a refill for myself as well. You know, we've been going to Adams Drugs for a long time, and I really trust them.
I trust them as well. The customer service is excellent. The prescriptions are ready when we get there. And when we can't pick them up, they deliver them right to the house.
They're more than a pharmacy to me. They're more like family. The staff at Adams knows my name when I walk in the door and have even called to wish me a happy